Hi, I'm Elizabeth Tankard.
And I'm John Tankard, and we are Carlos in OKC.
What is the scariest thing about a city?
The buildings aren't scary. Streets, as a physical construct, aren't scary. Parks aren't scary. Sidewalks aren't scary.
What's scary are the things that are out of our control. Weather, loose animals, and most of all, other people.
A couple of months ago, I had the opportunity to work with a school in the northeast of the city, where the group I was with taught fifth graders about walkability. We took them out on a walk in the neighborhood around the school and got them to talk about areas that needed improvement.
When asking them what the biggest impediments to walking to school or around their neighborhoods were, a surprising theme arose.
They didn't rank lack of sidewalks or bike lanes highly, nor the amount of lighting. They were afraid of kidnappers, of gangs, of being hit by cars, and of vacant buildings, because there might be scary people inside of them.
Their biggest hindrance to being out and about is that they don't feel that they can trust the other people who would be around.
We got the students to write letters to their councilman, and one really stood out. The letter format was for the child to name three favorite things about his or her neighborhood, and then three things that the child would like to fix in the neighborhood.
This letter in particular named the basketball goal, the park, and the child's own home as favorite places, which seems innocent enough. However, the child then goes on to list the things he would like to fix.
That list consisted of the fighting, the yelling at each other, and, I quote, the gang-banging killing people.
This letter is truly chilling. This child wants to be able to play outside, go to the local park, and play basketball, but he's afraid of the people he may encounter on the way.
It's an injustice that a child can't enjoy his neighborhood for fear of violence.
Gang violence is an issue in Oklahoma City, and it's not easily remedied. OKC was ranked by the CDC in the top five U.S. cities for worst gang violence.
In Neil Schusterman's book, Downsiders, he says, "Cities are never random. No matter how chaotic they might seem, everything about them grows out of a need to solve a problem."
In neighborhoods with high poverty and low social mobility, gangs have become a solution, albeit a faulted one, to the problem of lack of support from a community.
The violence and illegal activity are side effects of a much deeper problem.
Often, those areas with the highest incidences of gang violence seem to be forgotten when all the great improvements to the city are occurring.
The quality of schools, grocery stores, housing, and infrastructure decreases because these areas must compete in a free market economy with the regions of the city that have more wealth and a much more well-represented citizenry.
Bad areas of town needn't remain that way, and they don't have to be gentrified to improve. What we need is a concerted effort by the community to improve blighted areas.
We can incentivize revitalization and rehabilitation of housing in the area and improve streetscape design so that people without vehicles can access their daily needs.
We can also encourage grocery stores and clothing stores to open businesses in these areas and grow a sense of total community such that people from all over the city can participate in helping to bring those areas up to a more livable standard.
We need intervention in the lives of at-risk teens and support for families. We need a lot.
It's difficult to overstate the importance of being able to trust people in your community. No child should be afraid to go to the park because of the threat of violence. They can't drive, and they are citizens just like the rest of us. We should build sidewalks and bike lanes with that in mind.
Oklahoma City has so much potential, and I'd be very happy if it could be realized for everyone across the city, regardless of where they live, what their income is, and how old they are. Thanks for listening. I'm John.
And I'm Elizabeth. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We're trying to find out. You can read all about our experiences at carlosinokc.blogspot.com.